if you're a potential business partner, they go to a restaurant with you and the waiter or the waitress accidentally leaves you $1 too much for change and they keep it, that's a huge red flag. Do not partner with that person.
How they treat the wait staff. Look at how they
Sure,
treat
like
them.
all this. Yeah. And so this is where like you want to know what somebody's like outside of a business setting. You really want to know them very well. Hey, welcome back to another great episode of the Life Inner Show podcast. On the Life Inner Show podcast, we help people work less, make more, and have awesome, amazing lives. I'm joined by Polish Peter, my co-host, and we have an awesome topic today, man.
Yeah, we're going to talk about partnerships.
Yeah, business
Because those
partnerships.
are always fun to talk about.
Listen, this is a needed discussion, man. I get more questions on this than just about anything recently here. And so let's talk about this. So, first of all, like when you're thinking of a partnership, and by the way, I am much more a fan of a joint venture, especially on a short-term basis versus a long-term partnership. I've the divorce rates of business owners is worse than traditional marriages, and these things tend to go sour even more frequently. And so, first of all, I want to just give a huge caution, like as to why, ask yourself why you are going into business with somebody else. Because there's a lot of things we're going to unpack here, but the success rate is not very high. And so with that said, I just want you to really exercise caution. Now, when I say a short-term partnership, for instance, let's say we use real estate a lot as an example. So let's say that you're thinking of a partnership in real estate. I'd much rather see you joint venture on a single property than have an entire business that you guys are partners in. So you joint venture on a single property, for instance, it's a flip, it's a rental, whatever it is. And then that way, if it goes great, cool. But if it doesn't, you're only limited to that one asset, that one transaction, and you're not married to this person and you're not tied to the hip for life.
So I think if Vojo, who elegantly alluded to here, is when you're going into a business partnership, it's like a marriage. So when you are looking from that perspective, you got to really consider, like, you know what? It's considering I'm going to be married with this person for a very, 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 very long time, or even for a lifetime. Do I want to be in the marriage with a particular person? Because I think most people don't look at that at the beginning of those relationships because, you know, everything looks good. Everything looks great. And then things are great. And then we're going to make a crap level of
Oh,
money.
dude,
And
honeymoon phase.
yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, think about it in the marriages. I mean, honeymoon phase, that husband cannot do anything wrong, even if you wanted to. Once you get out of it, you're like, you know what? You're breathing differently. You're breathing weird. Stop breathing. Or vice
Stop.
versa. Right.
It was cute when you used to leave your socks in the living room. Now it's annoying.
Right. But I will tell you this on the serious side of things, when it comes to business, it's really important to have those kinds of discussions at the beginning and literally, you know, map it all out, lay it out, you know, everything that you, who you are and what your expectations are and how the business is going to work and who's making the final decisions and all those kinds of things. Because if this doesn't work in the beginning of the conversation, how are they going to work past the honeymoon phase when the real life, when sometimes, you know, money is involved, or you know, hiring and firing people is involved, or big decisions in business that's going to alter the trajectory of the business, or COVID happens and now you have to make hard decisions. So that business relationship needs to be settled to be able to go and, you know, be still good even during COVID or whatever it might be. So I want you to tell me a little bit about that and the audience, because obviously, you and Steve have been at it for a while with the Life on Earth, you
Well,
know, so
I've had
you have
many
some
business
insight into
partnerships.
that.
Yeah. I've had many business partnerships. Most have not gone as well, than I've had the minority that go well and more that have gone south. So the first thing, and by the way, there's two criteria I think you need to consider when you're considering partnering. The first one is their character, and this has to go with their integrity, their values, right? What kind of things do they find important? How do they conduct themselves as a person? And you're really looking at their character in a very deep way. And don't ignore small breaches of character that seemingly are insignificant because they are significant. And money amplifies that. And so if someone's dishonest or with if your potential business partner, they go to a restaurant with you and the waiter or the waitress accidentally leaves you $1 too much for change and they keep it, that's a huge red flag. Do not partner with that person. If they
How they
chase you
treat
down
the
to,
wait staff. Look at how they
sure,
treat
like all
them.
this. Yeah. And so this is where like you want to know what somebody's like outside of a business setting. You really want to know them very well. And you know, you need to like look at who they surround themselves with. What kind of, you know, look at their social media, and are they partying on weekends? And if you want that, then cool. But if that's not what you are, then you need to consider this is not a good match. And so I really want you to be really specific with this and, you know, look at every part of their life. By the way, if their spouse is nuts, that will affect the business. If that absolutely. So you got to look at who's in their private life. You know, Dave Ramsey in one of the things I heard him say this, at one of his events, that they have like a 13 or 14 step hiring process. And the last step is they go out to dinner with the candidate and their spouse to kind of sniff out how the spouse is. And like, are they supportive? Do they know what the company's about? Are they someone who's on board with everything? Or are they kind of like, two sheets in the wind, and like they have like, maybe they have a drinking problem, and they get, you know, they get drunk at the dinner, or, you know, whatever it is. Like, you're really looking at all these things, because everything around that person now affects you too. And so you have to consider that as well. So that's all kind of what I'd consider character. The next thing, I call capabilities. Like, what does this person bring to the table that you don't have? Because certainly I've been guilty of this, where I've gone into business with a partner, and for more than any other reason, it was fear. Like, I was fearful to do it by myself. And it seemed like easier to do when we split that fear between us. We're both scared, right? Like, so, which makes no sense, right? Now we just, you have two people in the business who are redundant. And if you have the same skills, like, one of you is unnecessary. And so it really has to be somebody who can bring something that you don't have, whether that's time, whether it's money, whether it's skills, things that are complement you, not overlap with you. So now you can expand the scope and the reach of the business and the capabilities of the business when you have these two people who have different skill sets and the ability to work in that. And so that's very, very beginning. Do you have anything to say to that, Peter? I have some comments on what you said as well, though.
Yeah, I mean, to dig a little bit deeper into this, I think what needs to happen is like you start to look at from the perspective how you deal with each other, how you interact with each other, how you deal with problem. There's a problem that happening that needs to be resolved. How are you two or three resolving that problem? Because like notice what Vojo just said, that, you know, complementing my skills, right? So that means that person might be someone who is really good at my weaknesses, and, you know, I'm good at my strengths, or I'm more of a visionary and they're an integrator, right? So my way of thinking is probably going to be a little bit different than their way of thinking. If I'm a visionary and they're an integrator, we're going to be thinking from two different perspectives, right? So how you resolve those problems. So I think that it's really important to be able to go and have those kinds of conversations, have those kinds of things happen before you get into that. Just think about it this way. Like, dude, me and you, for instance, we butt heads sometimes, like at the events and things like that when we do the events, because guess what? My way is much better than yours. So at some point, hopefully you're going to recognize that and realize that, and then we're going to be able to move on, right? Polish joke. But here's the thing. What ends up happening is how we resolve it really matters, right? We're not going back and, you know, starting hating on each other or starting holding grudges or anything like that, or, you know, looking from the perspective of like he said, she said, or whatever it might be. And that actually helps us not only grow as the partnership when we do those events, but also, you know, as friends and things like that. So it's really important to be able to go and recognize how you resolve problems between the partners, right? And then, you know, like leadership styles. I think that's also an important aspect to when you go into this, because if you have, you know, depending on the partnership, obviously it depends on how the partnership is structured, meaning like, you know, what you're all going to be in this business, right? But if you have completely two different partnership styles, there is going to be friction that's going to be created in that, right? So there is a lot of discussion, obviously, that needs to happen, like, you know, your leadership styles, and it has to be what the vision of the company is, right? Because if both of you guys have a completely different way of looking at where the company needs to go, that's going to be problems too. So how you resolve that? So a lot of these discussions, I guess what we're saying here, needs to be had before you sign on the dotted paper to be able to go and say, okay, you know what? This is what we're going to do. And I know, listen, you're not going to be able to foresee everything and resolve everything. But the thing is, when you recognize how you resolve problems, then when those problems do occur later on in a partnership, because guess what? They will, because it's part of growth, part of business, then you'll be able to resolve them in a much more effective way when you do it with the right person.
Hey, we'll get right back to the episode. But before we do, I want to tell you about an upcoming Get a Life Getaway that we have in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, October 1st through 3rd. Mark your calendars right now because this is an event you're going to want to be at. This is where Peter and I will personally walk you through the process of creating the proven process, I might add, the proven process of creating a life and a vision for the perfect life that you've always wanted. We've had over 10,000 people go through this event. We've been doing it for almost about, 15 years now. We've learned a thing or two about how to do this. We've learned about best practices and what things actually work and make this a reality versus what's out there that's fluff and what's out there that's just pie in the sky approach. That is not this. This is strategy. This is tactics. We're going to walk you through every component to making this reality. We're going to show you how to fit all those pieces of the puzzle together so that you can have the dream life you've always wanted. Again, October 1st through 3rd, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. There'll be a link in the show notes or go to lifenear.com right now. You'll see the list of upcoming events and you can register. Hope to see you there.
So yeah, so a couple of things you touched on there I want to highlight. So number one is like, and this is what I consider is like, so I have three C's for this. One, so we have character. Number one, we talked about that. We have capabilities. Number two, and then third one is communication. Like, how do you guys interact? Is it healthy? Is it open? Is it respectful? Is it something that you guys can connect with? Is it something that you have a trusting relationship? And along those lines, you have to set the expectations of each other. You have to set the expectations of how you want the company to run, the vision of for the business. Like, all of these have to be aligned. And it's not to say that people don't change, because they do. Visions do change and all these things, but you have to have a process for this. And so with that, you know, and by the way, just side note, I very much discourage anybody from ever being a 50-50 partner. Like, it's just it's a recipe for a stalemate, like, cause neither of you has really decision-making power. So always try to be a majority if you can. And so what you do is you have these conversations early on and you write it all out. And hey, here's what you're going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what this looks like. And one thing I'd also encourage you to consider is, like, that's great, but what happens if the other partner does not fulfill on what they say they're going to do? What are the consequences that you've pre-baked into that agreement so that you don't have to, so you're not stuck, like, because, you know, if you have a, you have an operating agreement and they don't perform on their side, and now you're, and it's like, hey, you told me you'd do this and it's in writing here. And they're like, yeah, so. And you have no consequence or no repercussions. Like, you need that. And so whatever that looks like, is it a loss of equity? Is it something else, like, where, or a buyout option, right? Like, what does that look like? And so without covering all of the, you know, the details of what you want to include in an operating agreement, like, these, as much as you can think of in terms of expectations and what ifs, put it in there.
Yep. And then one more thing I just popped into my head as you were sharing is, so I do this with one my students all the time. Most of the time, it's when it comes to personal relationship. But sometimes when they come in and they want to have a partnership, they go into a partnership, I have them do this as well. And that is this. Before you jump into this kind of a relationship or whatever, create the vision of what this partner should be. Like, when you're looking for a relationship, and you're looking for a wife or a husband, what is your vision for that wife? What is the vision for the husband? Who are they? What's their character? All those things, the musts, the shoulds, the coulds, and all that kind of stuff. You know, the cannots, like, they cannot be liar or whatever, or cheater or whatever it might be, right? And you literally create that vision for the partner. Do the same for the business partner of that vision of what you envision that person to be before you actually, in, you know, have that conversation with the person. Now, if you already have someone in mind, create that vision, set that person aside for a moment as you're writing that vision for that partner, and then come back and say, does this person that I'm looking to do business with align with that vision? Because when you do that, I think it eliminates a lot of the heartache, a lot of the problems that people later on have to deal with. You know, like, we have people who, let's say, a bunch of friends got together and they started the business. And just because we're friends, we're going to start business and This is going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, and let's start the business. That's probably not the best way of doing it, right? Or husband and his wives. We see this a lot in life and there, right? Sometimes husband and wife should not be in business together. Sometimes they work great. But I think there is the communication. Those three C's, I think, are really important. And hate to say it, but yeah, you came on those three C's that you have. Fine. You know, go with that.
And, right. The only reason we're talking about this, guys, is because this is such a common thing, especially for new investors or people who are feeling like they have to go into business with somebody else, or maybe because they just like they feel lonely and they want someone to come alongside them. Mm-hmm. And it's less scary, you know, when you're walking down that dark hallway with somebody else by your side, but, and you got two flashlights instead of one, but you really got to give this some forethought and consideration. Like, you know, it's easy to be partners when there's no money, but as soon as you start generating money, like things, people change. And you got to make sure, and by the way, if someone, you got to really see how they, like if they're bad with money, guess what? When you start making money, that will become a bigger problem. And so you got to really measure all of these details, like, and really don't feel like they're separate, because it's all connected. It's all connected. And so just, we just want you to kind of dot your I's and cross your T's in this.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Well, listen, hope this is valuable for you. If you have feedback, you have thoughts, you have questions, come on over to our Life Nerd group. You'll find us on Facebook, and Peter and I will chime in on those and answer questions, as well as you'll get feedback from the other community members. You got a couple thousand people in there. It's awesome. People are there to help each other and lift each other up and support them based on their own experience and their own skills as well. So as always, thank you for tuning in. We would love it if you could just give us a review, give us a rating, let us know how we're doing, so this way we can reach more people and make sure we deliver the content that you want. All right, we'll see you next week. Take care.